This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening on a Friday. We're hanging out. Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's been a fun day. If you're just tuning in, Mike and I started the show, and we were talking about, you know, the fact the Falcons coming off of OTAs, organized
team activities,
and they're going to get to mandatory minicamp here in June. But, Mike, the story, or at least the rumor out there, is that the Falcons are entertaining calls for Kyle Pitts. And we said, look, we're not telling you that he's going to be traded.
If the story is accurate, but the story is out there, we're not going to ignore it.
No. And by the way, a lot of times these stories are right on point. They may not happen when you expect them to, but sometimes they play out. And for Jordan Schultz, who's a very credible reporter, he says multiple teams have reached out to the Falcons about the availability of Kyle Pitts. Nothing is imminent. Okay. But Atlanta would prefer to keep him. That is my thought. I think they want to keep him. But if I told you a team called and said, hey, we're willing to give up a third-round pick for Kyle Pitts, you got to think about it.
Yeah, I don't think we get that. I think some of our audience on the text line said 4th or 5th round at best. And this gets back to the great debate. And we talked about it with Brian McFadden. You'll hear what he had to say in just a second. But is it a combination of injuries? Yes, because he definitely missed, you know, half a season. And then it almost took him a half of the next season.
Yeah.
And he was never the same guy. Arthur Smith told us on the air that Kyle Pitts wasn't 100%. And we always said, then don't ask him to do stuff he can't physically do, which further kind of gets the fan base thinking, what the heck's going on with this guy? Is it the scheme? You know, is he a victim of circumstance? Two bum quarterbacks. Matt Ryan gets him 1,000 yards, only gets in the end zone once. But then you get to Kirk Cousins, he's got a couple of touchdowns. He had five touchdowns last year with some competent quarterback play, including our guy at the end of the season, Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
But then you also get into things that pros have said, things that his coaching staff has said, general managers that we need Kyle Pitts to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be, which is, again, code for those of you who are stunted. He's not doing what they need him to do. Greg Olsen said he's not running the routes. Rodney Harrison, you said this before Rodney Harrison by about a year, a guy that athletic, that big, shouldn't play that soft. So I think if you take it all into the equation, then there's the scheme about, are they using it in the right way? I can't give you the definitive answer. I think it's all part. If it's a pie chart, I think it's all split into quarters on that. I think all of those things are true.
Yes, because they all can be true. He's not doing enough. They haven't used him properly. He has played with some bum quarterbacks. But when he's available and capable, he can be really good. He's shown flashes. 64% of the folks who have voted on our poll at 92.9 The Game and at Dukes and Bell, would you trade Kyle Pitts for a day two pick? And Mike, he clarified this. Listen, the first night of the draft, that's the first round. That's Thursday. Day two are rounds what? 2, 3, right? And then you get into Saturday's picks. It's 4 through 7 or whatever it is. So you're telling me for a day two pick you wouldn't trade Kyle Pitts. I just don't know if anybody's going to offer that for Kyle Pitts because of his lack of production. But, Mike, you're right. I don't know, first of all, who to point the finger at. Who's the blame? What I will tell you is if he's here, We have to find a way to incorporate his skills better than we have over the last 3 or 4 years. And whether it was Arthur Smith and now it's Zach Robinson, and maybe, you know what, behind closed doors, Mike, maybe Zach is like, I don't know if I can use this guy the way I want because he's not giving me what I need. If that's the case, then trade it.
Yeah, then trade it. And I know most of our audience is basically echoing what Carl and I said to start the show. Where the hell was this, you know, the week or two before the draft?
Would have loved this opportunity, you know, because you would have gotten more.
Now, I will say this. If you could ever find a way to massage this deal to being a second or third rounder, that's day two. 4 through 7 is day 3.
Yeah.
Still seems like a reach, but it's something to think about when you consider we have no first-round pick next year. You know, and you felt you and you traded as well to move back up to get Xavier Waters. So just something to think about that, you know, yes, I do it. Not sure if he's ever going to be the right fit for an L.A. Rams-style offense. Because if you look at the Tyler Higbee numbers, they're basically the same thing that Pitts put up. So it's almost like Zach doesn't speak tight end.
404.
And I hate that.
I do, too. 404-726-0929. Me, personally, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say I would like to see him here and see him with Michael Penix and what this is. And if he balls out, let's have a discussion after the season about where this goes, whether that's an extension to Mike's point, a franchise tag, whatever you might want to do. I'm not ready to have that conversation right now because he hasn't done enough.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. But if the Falcons made a deal and we come back, Mike, in 2 weeks or whatever it might be or before training camp and you find this out, I'm all for moving him and saying that you know what? This was in the best interest of the team, and right, we just felt like it was time. I would be okay with that. 4 years should be enough for you to have a sense of what a right player is and what he isn't. All right, before we let you hear, B-Mac, we do have news from our own Grant McCauley, who's going to join us in less than 8 minutes from now about the Braves pitching staff.
Yeah, A.J. Smith-Shawver, guys, it's official. It's a torn UCL. Mm. A.J. Smith-Shawver will undergo evaluation. Surgical procedure hasn't been decided. But it's generally, as Grant points out, Tommy John.
Done.
So that means we're not going to see him for another year and a few months. Bryce Elder is going to – I just talked about Bryce Elder. Going to see him on Sunday. So he'll jump up. Bryce Elder's been really good. He's been getting into the sixth inning the last number of starts. They had a 4-game win streak with him. But Smith-Shawver, from much of this, you know, a small sample size, looked like the light had gone on, and I was feeling really good about it. Weren't you?
I was. This is so damn unfortunate. The timing of it. And look, double A, you got to do something here, man.
You're going to have to go get some. But again,
you got to go do something.
Nobody moves this early before the trade deadline.
No.
You know, this is going to be more of like that odor eaters and chorizo. That's Odorizzi and Yanni Chorizo. They'll try to look for some bums who get released in the meantime. But maybe Elder can handle it. And Schwellenbach does his thing. And I know you were worried about Strider. Is Strider going to get dialed in?
Well, I just feel like when I say you got to do something, it doesn't have to be immediate. You have options right now. But when we get to the trade deadline, this may be the time in which AA finally does a big-time deal, not just a casual deal. He's done a lot of casual stuff, stuff that most of us have been, oh, well, maybe it helps, maybe it doesn't. And most of it has helped. He's going to have to address this. Mike, there's no way. And the Dodgers are going to get healthy. Dodgers are going through their own injuries. But if you feel like, as I do, that's the team we're going to have to beat to get to the World Series, okay? Mm. They are going to have legitimately 7-8 guys that could be starters on any other team when they get fully healthy. Remember, Shohei's not even pitching yet.
Right.
So I just feel like in this environment where we are and with the way Smith-Shawver was pitching and certainly Strider – coming along. Chris Sale looks like Chris Sale, guys. He was great last night. I don't know if that's enough. And I feel like for the first time, like we've done these casual deals, but maybe this is the first time that he's going to do something major. And what that means is you go get the most or the best pitcher available at the trade deadline. We've not done that.
But this brings us back to something which had nerds losing their minds. Does Sean Murphy have an inherent value?
Who?
Sean Murphy. See, that's the thing. You're not going to get – guy just hit me up with the text. We could trade Sean Murphy. No, you're going to want prospects. And our minor league system over the years has been depleted because you've made moves like get Sean Murphy and Matt Olson, things like that. I'm not arguing with it. I'm just saying it's not considered one of the deeper farm systems right now in Major League Baseball.
I think it's better than what we give it credit
okay
for.
And
I'm not going to – it's not where it was, to your point.
Right.
I think it's better than what we think it is. Let's be honest. Unless you are a hardcore baseball guy, you're not keeping up consistently with what we've got in the minor leagues and what teams feel like may be attractive pieces. So I'll give you an example. Drake Baldwin is now with the big club. If he wasn't, Mike, and by the way, not telling you that they might not look at that and say, yeah, that's a big trading piece because he's already shown you in the majors he can do something. Drake Bolden would have been in Gwinnett and a guy that we would have been like, oh, we don't have anything. And he might have been a piece that other teams go, that guy's going to be something. We might have some value there. You just don't know. And I'm not saying that, you know, we're going to do that. But this A.J. Smith-Shawver thing now, you know, UCL, that's bad news, man.
And again, I just retweeted Grant's story about Smith-Shawver. And I said, good grief. You know, so many of the Braves young pitchers can never seem to stay healthy. And somebody hit me back and goes, that's all the baseball. And I go, to a degree.
It is.
But I will say this. This goes back to, you know, your kid only playing baseball and not playing basketball or football or wrestling, throwing splitters and 90, trying to get to 90-plus in high school. Somebody's parents throwing at Tommy Johns on kids in their teens. I mean, it's amazing. John Smoltz always talks about the over-specialization of baseball. And I'm not trying to rant here, but it just is what it is. These kids, you're putting more strain and more torque on these arms than they've ever seen before.
404-726-0929. We will talk more with Grant about that, but that is news we needed to let you know as this Red Sox series gets underway. He was on his way back to Atlanta last night, so the images showed, you know, that UCL, and that's Tommy John. All right, as far as the Falcons are concerned, one other thing I want to mention, you can go vote on our poll about Kyle Pitts, and again, nothing is imminent. I do want to repeat that because you hear us and you go, man, I heard Dukes and Bell say they're going to trade him. It's not what we're saying. We're saying they're taking phone calls. And if
one reporter says they're taking phone calls. He says multiple means more than one.
Yeah, if the deal is right, then they may do that. The other thing is Jalen Ramsey's out there as well.
Right.
You want him? You want to make a deal for Jalen Ramsey?
I like what we've got. I think that's too much money to get tied to. And I think at this stage of his career, statistically, he's been diminishing returns. You know me. I saw him make too many. Brian McFadden said he's a great tackler. I saw him make so many business decisions in Tallahassee. I'm too close to it.
Okay.
But we did ask B about Kyle Pitts.
We did. And here is his response about whether he would trade Kyle Pitts if he was running the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, I would. I would. And here's why. Clearly, the compensation has to make sense for the organization. But just entertaining the opportunity to trade Kyle Pitts, it makes all the sense in the world because when you look at Kyle Pitts, outside of his rookie campaign, he hasn't really lived up to the billing, you know, because of injuries and not just being involved in the offense. Whatever reason you want to throw out, it just hasn't come to fruition like many thought it would be. But, Carl, we talked about this last week. You know, if Kyle Pitts come, if 2025 is a resurgence of his career, if he has, 800 yards receiving, 8 or 9 touchdowns, he's going to ask for a massive contract. A contract in a high level in terms of the tight end position. And you said last week that you wouldn't entertain paying him that, right? So understanding that could potentially be a realistic opportunity for Kyle Pitts. If you're Atlanta and the compensation is definitely up to your liking and what you would get in trading Kyle Pitts, I really do believe you have to consider doing so.
I do too. And by the way, you know, we talk about this with our basketball team. If you're in the play-in every year, how can you say somebody's not tradable? Well, what has this football team done? Is there somebody on this team that's not tradable? I do believe you're not trading Bijan. You're certainly not trading Michael Penix, right? Drake London, you're not trading. There are guys, you know, you're not trading Jesse Bates. But there are also guys, I said, you pick up the phone, they ask, and you hang up the phone. There are guys that you pick up the phone and they go, what do you think? And you talk to them.
Hey, man, like we said, we've covered this from stem to stern. I'd love to see Pitts flourish. And then we have a good problem. Hey, maybe we franchise tag him, right? If Pitts goes for 1,000 yards, if two of his 5 years are 1,000 yards, my biggest thing is he doesn't get in the end zone enough. But that also gets back to play calling, bad quarterback play. So there's never an easy, simple answer for Pitts. But I do think him working to be the best Kyle Pitts he can be,
which is what we've heard a lot of,
you know, means he's got to do better.
All right, man, we'll take a quick break. We're coming back. Grant's going to join us. He'll fill in the blanks for us on the Smith-Shawver situation. What's next and how long? Because Mike said it. All right, here comes Elder. Is he here to stay? It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Grant McCauley's here, and Grant, let's start with the bad news before we get to this series with the Red Sox. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live in Kennesaw, guys, at Twin Peaks. So we got the results on A.J. Smith-Sharver. Give us what you've heard and what the prognosis is moving forward.
Yeah, we just got done talking to Braves manager Brian Snitker, who revealed the results for A.J. Smith-Sharver's testing, which showed a partial tear in his UCL. So they're going to, I think, go through the process of deciding if it's Tommy John surgery, if it's perhaps the UCL bracing procedure, which is what Spencer Strider had last year. I don't really believe that there's a lot of gray area beyond that. They could try rest and rehab and do some of those other things, but more times than not, that really doesn't seem to do anything but set the pitcher back on that road. So they'll make that decision, I'm sure, in the not-too-distant future, but each of those carries a one-plus year time frame of recovery. If it's Tommy John, probably 14 to 16 months. If it's the UCL brace procedure, maybe you get back in a year. But either way, it's just the latest blow for a Braves team that has certainly felt a few of those, both in the rotation and in the lineup, and dating back to about a year, maybe 14 months now, of a lot of unfun things, and this is just the latest in a long line of those.
Grant, before we get to, you know, where we go from here, I know you've talked about this before on the podcast. Is this a combination of things? Because I said on Twitter initially, I said, you know, it seems like the Braves' young pitchers can never seem to stay healthy. And a lot of guys corrected me and said, no, it's basically a pandemic in Major League Baseball. Is it over-specialization from, like, youth to high school, travel teams, guys trying to hit 90, splitters? Some guys, the extra innings in college were all the above. I mean, when we were kids, Carl, it was four-man rotations. The guys had 15 to 20 complete games a year.
Yeah, it was definitely it's a combination of things. I mean, it's guys are throwing harder than ever now. So where does that come from? How does that happen? I think that You know, the over-specialization is part of it. The focus on velocity, which is overtaking the game. I know you've talked a lot about velocities this week, certainly. And that's just half of the equation, is that, hey, guys throw hard now, so you've got to be able to battle through that if you're the guys opposing them. And why not, in terms of, you know, trying to be exactly what the big league teams are looking for? I had a long talk last year with Charlie Morton about this whole phenomenon, particularly because Jesse Chavez was having success at the big league level, and he doesn't throw hard. But, you know, so many guys are pretty much told, if you want to get to the big leagues, start throwing this way, this fastball, and throw this breaking ball, and you can be there in a year, year and a half. That's your time frame. Or you can try to throw 92, 93, and you can keep the other couple of pitches that you like, but you may never get there. And I think that part of the specialization of how they're developed, in addition to not throwing enough innings to really turn into what we would traditionally look at as a major league starter capable of throwing 200-plus innings, it all adds up to what we're seeing, as you said, the pandemic of elbow injuries in this game and the Tommy John surgery, which has been, I think, at the forefront of injuries for pitchers for going on, 20 or more years now in terms of just the pure numbers of it. It's definitely alarming, and it's certainly got the attention of the industry. What they do to change that, though, I think is a question that nobody has the answer to.
Grant McCauley joining us, guys. Braves start a series tonight with the Red Sox at home at Truist Park. Does this, in your mind, change the approach of what we may or may not do at the trade deadline? Grant, I know we're a couple of months away, but you look at this staff, and it's like depleted, hurt, depleted, hurt. Do you think it changes AA's approach?
Certainly. It's got to put more urgency on it, doesn't it? Because,
it does.
As they said, and I mean, Alex Anthopoulos was on the station a week ago saying that, hey, it was tough sending Bryce Elder down, but we know we're going to see him again because you never make it through the season with five starters. Now, he wasn't saying that to be prescient about what was going to happen a week or 10 days later, but nonetheless, we see this, and we see this every year when they use 12 or 13 pitchers to make it through a season, and it's not just the Braves. It's all 30 clubs that have to find that quality depth. So, yeah, long story short, trade deadline, I think pitching both in the rotation and bullpen are going to be top priorities. Can you do some other stuff to maybe help yourself out offensively? Sure, but if I got a shopping list and I'm Alex Anthopoulos, which I'm not, and I don't, I do think that that would be what he's aiming for, but it's hard to do anything until some clubs start to fall back and really decide they're going to trade, and that typically doesn't happen until after the All-Star break.
You know, it's funny, Grant. Last game I went to down on the road was Bryce Elder down in Tampa the year he was the All-Star, and that's when the wheels kind of fell off in the second half. But he's been really good. They had a four-game win streak with his starts. He's going into the sixth inning. And I know you spoke real quick. You mentioned this a few weeks ago when he went down, but he's got a good headspace on this, and you think he'll be okay second time call-up?
Yeah, I think he will. I mean, that's not going to guarantee, you know, past performance is not a guarantee of future results. It's a disclaimer I hear on a lot of different things. But, yeah, I think that he's managed to find his way through chasing results is kind of how he described it. I was chasing the results of the first half of 2023, and I couldn't find them. So he put that aside and said, okay, instead of thinking about the results, let me enhance and refine my process. And I think by that, he's been able to find some success this year. Quality starts are what the Braves are looking for. He's given them some of those, and they're going to need some more. It sounds like he will get the ball on Sunday.
It's Grant McCauley, guys, with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. A lot of folks already heading on down to the ballpark, obviously, because it's hopefully going to be – I'm looking at sunshine, Grant. Great weather. We need some sunshine. The Red Sox are under 500. They've kind of had their own little dramas with Devers and everything else, but can the Braves – and we saw what we were capable of doing against them up there at Fenway. Is this a series where we can bounce back and get that momentum we had when we were over 500?
Yeah, certainly hope so. I mean, last time these two teams met, it felt like the Braves were heading in the right direction, to your point. And then they go to Washington and kind of fall flat there. And then obviously we saw what happened in Philadelphia, which, you know, I mean, the story of the Braves season has been a hit here or a hit there, a couple of more runs in the series, and maybe you're talking about taking two out of three or sweeping the thing for that matter. But that's just kind of been where they found themselves. So this is a club that comes in on a losing streak that is trying to, I think, right itself in a lot of ways. There's some expectations on that team after signing Alex Bregman, who's now hurt, and going out and trading for Garrett Crochet. They don't have a first baseman, and I think we covered that and how Rafael Devers will not be that guy. It doesn't sound like Roman Anthony, the top prospect in baseball, is going to be that guy either, but they do have some youth that has infused, I think, that lineup, and they just got to sort it out. It's a long season, so tough division. They've got to get to the business of winning about as urgently as the Braves do if they want to be a factor going through the year and obviously getting to October.
Do you think Riley has hit his stride? He had four RBI last night, three runs, two hits. He walked twice. He just had a really good night. But it feels like he's come on. Do you think he's hit his stride yet, or is he still not quite there?
No, I don't think he's quite there. And I actually caught up with Austin Riley a few minutes ago, and he was kind of talking, and he talked to all the reporters about just not feeling like the damage was there. You look at the stats from the outside, and yeah, maybe it's kind of close to where he wants to be, but he kind of said it himself. Like, there's a lot of singles in there, just not really doing the damage that he wants to do. Now, obviously, a four RBI day, hitting a home run, which has been a little fewer and further between lately for him, those are good signs to see. So maybe it's the start of something. And, you know, we've talked about this before. It may not have been the case in 2024, but the Braves' June boom was a real thing, and they could certainly use that as they turn the calendar here this weekend.
I know we've talked a lot about the roster, so presuming you need some pitching, you need some bullpen help. Iglesias, you hope Iglesias finds some equilibrium.
Yeah,
because he's been sketchy as heck. It's a lot of it's a hell of a shopping list. It's a lot of stuff, and we were talking about this. I know, loaded question. You have any expectations for Profar? Can Profar help? And then, ironically, if he does help, won't be available for the postseason.
Well, that's the flip side of the coin, right? I mean, you hope that he can. They obviously signed him to a multi-year deal, so it's not just a matter of, okay, we'll figure out the final 3 months and be done with this. Now it's a kind of a longer-term, you know, issue. But he's not walking through the door anytime soon, and that could be a factor, I guess, in how you shop for some of your other needs. But, you know, ultimately, you said it. It's the pitching. You need to see more out of Iglesias. He needs to get himself right. Clearly, the outing in Philly didn't really add to the confidence level there. He did, I believe, keep the ball in the park just about, so
right. That's
a plus. But, yeah, he's still got a ways to go, I think, to get back to where he is. And then once you have that, you know, you kind of have to look at the other pieces and say, all right, what are they doing? Because Deisbel Hernandez, whose numbers looked great on the outside, you start to kind of pick it apart. You were wondering when are these walks going to start to be an issue for him. His strikeout rate's pretty low, and we saw those exact things become an issue in Philly. Doesn't mean you move away from him completely, but it's kind of an imperfect world in that Braves bullpen, different than it's been, I think, in past years. Certainly doesn't feel like the night shift of 2021, and you're missing Joe Jimenez. You're, I think, missing A.J. Minter, who I know is out for the season as well with New York, but you don't have those kind of arms out there to call upon. Tyler Matzek, when he was at his peak as well. You know, these are the kind of guys that you find, in some cases, they aren't highly sought after. Matzek was pulled off the scrap heap. Is there a guy like that out there that the Braves could hit on? They're certainly hoping so.
When it rains, it pours, because, you know, we've seen Austin Riley struggle defensively, and then I saw the memes the guys are popping off about, you know, struggling up there in Philadelphia. I don't want to put this all on Riley's shoulders, but sometimes it's cool to have somebody like Ron Washington, because we've seen when other infielders or outfielders, for that matter, were struggling, Grant, that's when Wash would be in there working with these guys and get them through the rough patches.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll tell you this. It's not for lack of work. I mean, it's not like Ron Washington left and then the regimen disappeared entirely. I mean, they still go out and
so
do their
pregame
work.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Greg.
Okay. No, that guy is Matt Tuiasosopo. He's the one who inherited, and I'll tell you, and you know this, big shoes. And he's not the same, you know, gregarious personality that Ron Washington is. I mean, not very many people are. But that's his job, and that's what he's out there doing. It started, you know, day one of spring training and continues through this day. So sometimes it's not the work. Sometimes it is your bad luck that just goes against you. Sometimes it's just your mistakes, and it's a humbling game. And I know Austin Riley said that earlier today as well. This is a very difficult game. And when you're going through it, trust me, they know it. They're very aware of it, and the work is happening. The results are what everybody wants to see, though.
All right, Grant, should be an interesting, fun series against the Red Sox over the weekend. Unfortunate news about A.J. Smith-Shawver, but we got to keep moving, and hopefully he gets a good diagnosis as far as the recovery and all that stuff. We will see how this weekend goes, and we will talk to you on Monday. When are you on this weekend, by the way?
Yep, I'll be on Sunday from 5 to 7. I'll have Rich Waltz on. He is doing the Apple TV broadcast tonight for the Braves and the Red Sox. We got to talk about a lot of great stuff, so I'm excited to share that conversation. Of course, we'll discuss in detail what's going on with A.J. Smith-Shawver, what the Braves are trying to do with their rotation moving forward, and a host of other things. It's From the Diamond here on 92.9 The Game, 5 to 7 on Sunday. It's available wherever you get your podcasts and on the Odyssey app.
Good stuff, Grant. We'll talk soon. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Unfortunate, man. Guys, I'm looking at the responses across the board on social media and everybody. All Braves fans. Braves country's like, damn. You know, it sucks. because it's just another gut punch, man, with A.J. Smith-Schaubert. And again,
right,
he was pitching well. He was helping us, guys. He looked like he might have one of his best seasons.
For a minute there, he was looking better than Schwarber. You know, let's be honest. We saw some bumps in the road with both Chris Sale and Schwellenbach to start the season. A couple guys hit us up during the commercial break. We were talking about this. And a lot of guys on the text line, guys are youth coaches and just saying it's all velocity. And they agree. John Smoltz always comes on the show and says, let your kid play some football. Let your kid play basketball, right? Play multiple sports. Everybody's got chasing this dream. But, I mean, but this is an epidemic now in baseball because everybody's got to top off at 95 to get to the show.
All right, guys, coming up, we got more to dive into. Our strong arm story of the day is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Braves and Mike and I, we went to break and we're still talking about the Smith-Schaubert injury. If you're just joining us, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Braves getting ready for a three-game set against the Red Sox. They salvaged a game last night, but the bottom line is, like, we can't get out of our own way. And when you feel like, okay, hey, we're getting Ronald back, we knew that. Maybe it took a little bit more time than we expected. Strider comes back, then gets hurt and misses more time, and now he's back, and I still don't think he's back to 100%. Regardless, And now you're dealing with another injury to a guy that you were counting on to help you every 5 days,
right.
And he was living up to it. So, you know, it's not like, oh, well, you know, we keep saying we'll just deal with it. We don't have a choice. But I also think, like, this is why you have to stack pitching.
But this goes back to, and again, all right, I'll wait till 5:45. I told you so. This team never has enough pitching. You know, I mean, I guess the bats went cold, but 23.
They did.
No one seems to remember. You went into that series with two pitchers and Strider with an abdominal thing. No one ever seems to remember that. You know, you didn't have enough pitching then. You know, last year.
You talking about 20?
23.
Yeah.
I mean, 21 was sublime. 20 and 21, you had everybody. Ian Anderson, everybody contributed that year. The, you know, the night shift, everybody was putting it in. But nowadays, you've got to have five starters. That's why when guys get on, the one thing I will defend Brian Snicker over, I don't think this year has been one of his best, that lineup the other day to start the doubleheader,
sure,
included. But you start every season with three-fifths of a starting rotation. You know,
and then you have,
right,
to figure it out.
Right, two veterans, a couple guys from the minors, you know, a reclamation project. You know, as we said, we've get guys off of waivers and sometimes like Gausman it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, I mean, it's just you've never, ever gone to battle. You know, the wealth of pitching. And the Dodgers, ironically, they've got injuries every year. But they've got seven guys that can start for them, right?
They do. They do.
They don't have them. They find them.
They find them. It's and by the way, the Dodgers, here's what's crazy. And I think I've talked about this, Mike. You know, everybody talks about the Dodgers spending money. They haven't had a first or second, third or fourth overall pick because they've been so good the last decade.
Right.
Right? So then you say, well, how are they finding these guys? They haven't traded for everybody. Some of it has been free agency, but they've also drafted really well to be able to go acquire,
right,
some of these players, and they're drafting late in these rounds. I only say that to say, yeah, they find them, but everybody just thinks like they just go and pay for everybody, and they don't.
But they're in Asia. They're in Japan.
They're everywhere.
I mean, they're spending money,
yeah,
you know, and that's why, you know, It's very frustrating because, and a couple guys already hit us up on the text line and said, well, Max Fried. See, that's the thing. Max was starting to wear down a little bit. Max is having a career year.
Let's not look, the hindsight on Freddie is real.
Right.
Not on Max Fried.
Max was missing a lot of innings the last few years, but I get it. The impulse is you couldn't have thrown $160 million to keep Max Fried. Mm-hmm. And I get it. Now, yes, those guys will come out of the woodwork. I understand it. But I'm just – and the only reason at the time I said no is how I've been conditioned to see how Alex Anthopoulos approaches this. I would have kept Max Fried, just but knowing how the Braves operate, knowing they'd never do that.
Yeah. Look, I feel like – and this is going to sound cold and harsh, but we got the best of Max Fried. Over the next 7 years, he's not going to be as good as his ascension to becoming the guy that we saw here in Atlanta. So when you have these young pitchers and you have them under control, okay? Let's just take you behind the curtain here. And you've got a guy under contract, and he's arbitration eligible, and he's going to get incremental raises. Great. But he's not going to get a $150, $180, $200 million deal. That is where we had Max for the last 6 years. And then you get to a point where he's 30.
Right.
And you have to make a decision
he also feels insulted.
He does. But you have to make a decision on a guy who's shown the propensity, Mike, to be injury prone. And have you gotten the best of what he has to offer? Right. And I feel like the Braves, in that situation, it's not a knock on Max. I think they made a great business decision. The Freddie thing, when you talk about elite hitters, that's different. You're going to tell me Max Fried, oh, he helped us win a World Series. And he did. But I would also tell you that Max Fried probably would not have started 30 games for you, especially at the end of this contract, over the next 3 to 4 years, which is what the Yankees are counting on. Watch what I tell you. So I feel like that was the right decision. You still have to go younger. You got to find arms, and you got to figure that out. But I don't feel bad about, like, not having Max. That's not the answer here. The answer is, when you decided that, what else were you going to do?
Well, the other thing is, it's funny. I had mentioned back in April, Griffin Canning.
Who?
That was the guy we traded. We dumped Soler's salary to the Angels. We took on Griffin Canning. We DFA'd him. He's gone. And we just let him go. Now, he's gotten shelled the last two games. But he's had some great starts for the Mets. This guy is 5-2 with a 3.23 ERA.
He could help
you. You had him on your roster.
Yeah.
He was on your expanded roster in the offseason. And that's one of the, that, I got to be honest, that's one of the Filene's basement deals that unfortunately we let slip. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They had 9-game win streak with this guy on the bump for the Mets. For some reason, we passed on him. So it just, but that's exactly what Alex likes. Value, cheap.
Value.
And yeah. So, and eats innings.
But I have to say this. The value thing is great. I just don't know if that's going to play out this time around.
Nope.
I don't know if that's going to play.
21 is ancient history. 23 was an aberration. And I think some Braves fans are starting to come to the realization that Money Harris is never going to be a 250 hitter. I know he had some great at-bats up there this weekend, and we hope that's the change, the shape of things to come. You're hoping Acuna gets back, but it's hard to think of Acuna being that athlete he was when he was MVP. You know, and I like Austin Riley, this is just temporary. He's a good fielder. But there's a lot of strange things with this team right now.
Yeah, and certainly the injury bug is plaguing us.
Everybody's dealing with the pitching thing, but, I mean, and again, this, you feel like you're snake because you're the Profar thing to start the season.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. We didn't even mention that. That's what I'm talking about. Like, all these things that you start saying, okay, because realistically, Mike, what we're talking about is your backup plan. Right. What's your backup plan? Okay, we got Acuna. We know he's coming back. The Profar thing was a backup plan. It was, I've got a guy that can start for the next few years. And it's a backup plan for Acuna because we're not sure about when he's going to return and we don't need to start off slow. The mindset and the thinking and the process is what's right. We didn't know this dude was sticking needles or whatever was going on and he was going to be out for you know, the first 3 months or 4 months of the season. I just feel like the most pressing thing now, and I know you guys are like, we still aren't hitting enough. We're not. Right. But I got to trust that these guys are going to be who I think they are. And I got to go address the bullpen, and I got to go address this pitching.
The shopping list is like getting longer.
But Mike, those are the two areas. And then guess what? If Riley and Olsen and Acuna and Albies and who else am I? And Money are not good enough to carry us, then we'll address that in the offseason.
Because I've already got guys today on the text line. You know what they're saying? Blow it up. This isn't – and now, remember I said famously fire sale it?
Yes.
And we went out and won the World Series. I said that after Acuna got injured the first time. So, look, it's always darkest before the dawn. I try to be an optimist. But there's just too many things about this team, night in, night out, that just don't pass the eye test to me.
No.
Hope I'm wrong. Hope they fix it. But it's a lot of average players on this team right now.
Yeah, I agree, man. Lots of stuff going on. As we said, NBA playoffs continue. Knicks last night found their way. And Mike, I think they make it a series. I do not think they win this series. We've talked about this, but tomorrow, Saturday, guys, it's Knicks and Indiana. We will see. It's 3-2. You think it's done tomorrow?
Well, I mean, I guess if Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Haliburton were just saving themselves for some action on Market Square, maybe that's what it was. Some pointed questions. We played it earlier. Where Siakam, it's the same creepy reporter that apparently is banned from covering the WNBA. So a lot of guys thought he was being over-aggressive. The guy said they weren't ready, they didn't have the killer instinct, whatever. He goes, well, why didn't you? It's game five, get rid of the Knicks, save yourself some time and be fresh for the finals. But either way, I think they get it done. I just don't think that depth of the Knicks, it comes back to bite you in a series at now 6 games. And I think Pacers can just go so deep. And they got a million guys getting a 3-point shot.
If it does go to game seven, it's going to
be. You like the Knicks? You think the Knicks can make it to 7 games?
Well, look, the formula, whatever that was last night.
That's the most complete game they played. They played the best defense.
But can you replicate it? See, that's the thing. Can you do that on the road in an intense environment? And can guys make shots like that? I'm not worried about Brunson. Brunson's a baller. Right. I'm worried about the other guys. Cat's got to show up. These other guys have to be consistent.
But this goes, you and I talked about this when the series started. When you get the Knicks, when you get the Pacers to grind in the half court, it's almost like they tap out.
Yeah.
Because that's what it looked like last night.
Because those easy baskets have gone away. If there is a game seven, it's Monday at the Garden. And by the way, I kind of hope it is. I'd love to see a game seven, but if you're the Pacers, you got to win tomorrow.
By the way, Knicks are 2-0 when Kylie Jenner is there.
Really?
Yeah. Is that the right one? I get them confused.
Yeah.
That's
she's
the one
the
that's
younger, the
hanging
younger
out with
sister.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, well, she's got more money than he does.
Well, he is the Kwisatz Haderach.
Hey, man, we are back
that's
in studio.
That's a Dune reference, nerds.
We are back in studio on Monday, by the way. Want to give a big shout-out to all the folks out here at Twin Peaks coming out, Tinker included, hanging out with us, just stopping in and having an ice cold brew, and, of course, the staff and everybody out here. We have a great time every time we're out here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. So make sure you stay tuned. We'll tell you when we're going to be back out in Buckhead and certainly back out up here. You have family coming in, don't you?
Yes. If you see a guy who looks like Joey from Friends and sounds like him, that's my cousin Tony. If you see him at Truist Park. And my godson who looks like Zoolander. Remember the baby Zoolander? That's what he looked like right out of the womb. The kid was making, like, how you doing faces. But, yeah, we're going to be over there. Hopefully I'll see you guys, some Braves fans. Hope we run into you at the Battery on Sunday.
Yeah, let's hope we're going for a sweep with the way things are going. Hey, big shout-out to Brian McFadden and also our man Gordon, who is our on-site engineer. And back at the studio, got to give a shout-out to Dominator.
Dominator. Let me tell you something. Dominator, this young kid, he's kind of like the Nick Allen of Dukes and Bell. This plucky young man. He elevated his game. He's more than Nick Allen. This guy is, you know what? He's Glenn Hubbard. He's Glenn Hubbard and Nick Allen.
Very nice.
You know what? He'll throw in Lemke when he was clutch.
Okay.
And even some Blauser, all rolled into one.
That's a lot.
He's a little guy that gets the job done.
Hey, Dominator, man. Great job this week. And he's a part of our family. He's been filling in for Big O, who's out with the new baby. My man Day-Day will be back next week. But just want to give you some love, man, on the air. Hey, coming up. Turtle's coming up at 6, right? Is that right? I believe he is. All right, Turtle. Chris is coming up, so stay tuned for that. Mike and I have to get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat. Hey, man, weekend's going to be nice. Rain is gone. Well, at least what we've gotten this week. So enjoy the weekend and then join us on Monday. We've got a big show coming your way starting at 2 o'clock. Hey, we're talking about the Braves. We got more football conversation, including the Falcons, who are back on the field next week. There's going to be a lot of stuff that we'll be diving into. Make sure you are here. All right, Mike Bell, man, enjoy the fam. Tell Tony I said what's up and enjoy the brew at the ballpark. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
So my old man loved boxing, hardcore boxing fan. Here's a headline. I mean, if I told my dad 20 years ago, World Boxing Federation mandates sex testing for boxers in competition.
What?
Well, this goes back to the Olympics.
Oh.
Remember the North African boxer that was, some said was a man?
Man, yeah.
And some said was not? Yes, apparently the governing body, which runs all the boxing committees, competitions, I should say, in the 2028 Olympic Games, and it's, again, part of the IOC, says, yes, we've got to make sure you've got a guy going up against a guy in the squared circle.
I agree. By the way, Paul Skeens, you guys know who he is? Skeens, one of the most dominant young pitchers in Major League Baseball. Rumor is the Pirates are at least considering maybe moving him. 1 year after winning the NL Rookie of the Year and coming in third in the Cy Young Award race, I mean, he didn't get called up till May. His stuff is electric. Here's what I'm telling you. He's having another excellent year, and he just turned 23 years old. If the Pirates trade Paul Skeens, it's the biggest idiot move in the world. You're trying to give your fan base something, Mike, to feel good about. The Pirates haven't been good forever. And at least every fifth day I can go, hey, Skeens is pitching.
Somebody to go see.
This would be a monumental mistake.
Remember, today's Pirates are tomorrow's Yankees.
Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you just don't understand exit velocity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.